Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, bless the Lord. 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 Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Lord, give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says amen. Amen and amen. We will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in our mouths. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Good morning and top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, Mentoring Kingdom Leadership with Jesus Christ is the Lord. TGIF. Today, God is first, and we come seeking first his kingdom and all of his righteousness. Amen. And all these other things, amen, shall be added unto us. We want to welcome all of our first timers, amen, chiming in with us, fellowshipping with us, amen. On today, we have made some room for you at the table, amen. This is where we come to receive the breakfast for champions, amen. So please enjoy the meal on today to the extent that you want to come back tomorrow. And every day that you want to come back, you are invited. Amen, to fellowship, amen, with us, amen. I am Dr. Alfreda, amen, out of Philadelphia. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, amen. That's about five testimonies, amen, all in there, amen. Number one, I woke up, amen, it's a testimony, amen. I woke up this morning, that's a second testimony, amen, because a lot of people didn't. I woke up this morning with my mind, and you know that's a testimony. all these crazy folks out here, out of their mind, all right? I woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus, because I could have been thinking about something else. Amen. So I'm telling you, just a blessing, a blessing, a blessing. Amen. And we bless the Lord. We pray everybody is encouraged. Ooh, God brought us through. Well, the month is not over with yet, but ooh, we right up on it. Do y'all believe it? Do y'all believe it? We was just celebrating the 4th of July. We were celebrating Christmas. We were celebrating. And my God, look at how time has appeared to have taken on wings and flying away. So beloved, amen, this encourages us to know that we are got to redeem the time, amen, because the days are evil. Oh my God, we got to occupy till he comes. Now let me tell you something. It's one thing for us senior citizens and we that are half a century old. If you're 50 years old, amen, God has blessed you to live a half a century. But now it's one thing for us to say time is flying. But anytime you hear the young people say that time is moving away and time is flying, then you know time is flying. What's happening here? Amen. Jesus is preparing. Ah, he's preparing to come back. Oh, and he's coming. A lot of people think it's a myth. A lot of people, because we've been, you know, been saying it for years and for years, ever since Jesus left 2,000 years ago, he said he was coming back. They don't think it's going to happen. Glory be to God. But guess what? It don't make no difference what they believe. Amen. It's going to happen. And he's coming back for a church without a spot or a wrinkle. Amen. And I don't know about you, but I'm happy about it myself. Amen. I just pray and intercede. Amen. That we can get some family and some friends and some neighbors and some coworkers and some other unsaved folks. Everybody that's not saved. Let them come on in. Come on in while you got time. And come on in while you can do some work for the Lord. Glory be to God. You know, yeah, it's a blessing if you can get saved on your deathbed and all that. But come on in while you can do something for God. While you can serve him. Hallelujah. While you got a little strength. While you got a little energy. You don't live all your whole life for the devil and give God the last 5 minutes of your life. Come on and give God something. Amen. Serve God. Solomon said, this is the whole duty of man. Glory be to God. Serve God. And serve them while you're young. Serve them while you got some strength. Serve them. Amen. And this is what it's all about. And so we blessed be the name of the Lord. We pray that you have been enjoying our spiritual warfare teaching all this week. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. God is, amen, grooming us. Amen. Grooming us. We are in training for reigning. Amen. Glory be to God. And the Lord wants us to know who we are and whose we are. Amen. Glory be to God. The weapons of warfare. Amen. Glory be to God. And yesterday we shared with you about the divine strategies. Oh, God's still speaking to me about that one there. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Because we have the weapons. Amen. But we have no strategy. Oh, my God. My God. My God. Hallelujah. I was sitting here. I'm whining last night. Glory be to God. And I don't know. I was flipping through the channels. Amen. Glory be to God. And I saw the soldiers out there on the battlefield. And that took me right to the word of God. Right to the word of God. Glory be to God. I mean, they was working those weapons. They wasn't afraid to kill. You hear what I'm saying? But they had a strategy. But they had a strategy. And so today we want to continue, beloved. Amen. Because yesterday we shared with you about the Lord's divine strategy. Now today what we want to show you, amen, in God's word, because you know Satan's an impersonator. Whatever God's doing, you best believe that devil going to try to come up with something close as he can. He ain't coming too close, but he going to try. So if the Lord has a divine strategy, then Satan has a strategy too. Only thing is, Satan's strategy is demonic. It's not divine. It ain't holy. It ain't no good in it. Amen. Glory be to God. But he has a demonic strategy. Glory be to God. And so we want to show you what it is, and we want to show you how to win. We want to show you how to overcome that. Glory be to God. As we were constructing this teaching today, amen, on our platform, because we always have to go in the back office and set it up. We want to thank God, amen, for administrative skills, amen, the little bit that we have and what God has given us. And we titled it this way. We said, Satan has a demonic plan for your life, and God has a divine good plan for your life. And we know that all through the scriptures, and especially in Jeremiah 29 and 11, which is the most referenced scripture, amen, about God having a plan for our life. Then we went on to say, who do you think wins? If Satan has a strategy and God has a strategy, well, who wins? Well, the answer, beloved, I'm going to give you the conclusion, then we're going to work it back this morning. Amen. It's a personal choice who wins over your life. Now, God has all the power, but that don't necessarily mean God wins. God knows everything. Amen. That don't necessarily mean God wins. God is everywhere at the same time, but that don't mean that God wins. Jesus died on the cross for you and for me. That don't mean that God wins. Then I went on the answer, beloved. Yep. The winner is the one you decide to follow. Satan has a divine strategy. The devil is a liar. Satan has a demonic strategy. God has a divine strategy. A good one. God's strategy is good. The devil's strategy is bad. God's strategy is a blessing. The devil's strategy is a curse. But the one who wins in your life is the one you decide to follow. Father God, we say thank you, Father God, as we move forward in our lesson today, that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts are acceptable in your sight. O Lord, our strength. O Lord, our Redeemer. Amen. I want to turn your attention this morning to the book of St. John, chapter 10. St. John, chapter 10, verse 10. St. John 10 and 10, and it reads like this. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come
that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Ooh, now God said that. That was so good. We're going to say that again. We're going to read that one more time. That's how good that was. All right. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Boy, I tell you, we can shout before we even get into the word this morning. Shoo. We can shout on that right there. Beloved, I realize that St. John 10:10 is a well-known verse to millions of believers. I mean, millions of believers around the world. Amen. The majority of them know St. John 10:10. They have that one memorized. Amen. Glory be to God. But this morning, I want to give you some fresh insight into this powerful, I mean, powerful scripture here in St. John 10 and 10. And rather than simply read it, beloved, as we've read it 1,000 times before, we're going to dig a little bit deeper this morning. Y'all know Pastor Bradford likes to go deep. As deep as the Lord will take me, I say, Lord, let's go. Lord, let's go deep. Glory be to the living God. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Woo, hallelujah. I just had a flashback, amen. When Erica went to France, and she did admit, amen, that was a mistake. I advised her not to go. She went anyhow to Paris. She went to Paris. Y'all remember, some of y'all remember. And she wanted to, you know, explore. You know, when you're young, you want to experiment a little bit. She went by herself. Glory be to God. And I told her not to go because I already had the dream. And she repented, amen. It was a bad move, but in that, amen, beloved, I remember, amen, when I had the Lord took me into hell. The Lord took me into hell. Yes, he did. And I had a face-to-face encounter with Satan. It was Satan, me, and Erica. And I had to go down deep into hell, amen, and rescue my daughter. Now, did that mean that if Erica had died, even though she was only living 5 minutes, the hotel she was staying there was 5 minutes, amen, from the terrorism. When Erica flew over Paris, it was that weekend when the terrorists, amen, was bombing up Paris. Y'all remember? Well, Erica's hotel was 5 minutes away. Yeah. And so I believe that it was the enemy's agenda for Erica to die. Erica wasn't supposed to come home. See, Erica wasn't supposed to come home, but I just had a flashback. It was like me riding one of them poles. I went all the way down deep, right into the darkness of hell. And I told Satan, hell no. I told Satan, hell no. Satan, let me tell you something. Glory be. That's just a little, y'all know I like to drop commercials in here as the Holy Spirit speaks to me. Glory be. You got to fight for your family. Shoot. You got to fight for your family. I told the devil, hell no. And let me tell you something. We were scraping and all that to get Erica back here. Amen. They closed the airport. And all. It was a Lord. I let her share it. Amen. I'll share it another time. But amen. I just had that flashback. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. To let you know that sometimes you got to go deep. As deep as the Lord will let you go. Amen. But we want to dig a little bit deep, the beloved. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is telling us in this scripture today. Jesus said this. He said, the thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. So here, beloved, Jesus telling us straight up. Now, if we listen, we can learn a whole lot. If we listen. That's why he said, let him that have ears to hear, let him hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. See, because if we really, really listen to what Jesus is saying, if we just come in childlike faith and sit at Jesus' feet, and let him speak. So Jesus here, beloved, amen, glory be to God, amen. He's telling us that the thief comes, this is how I remember. I like to use acronyms. Okay, the way I remember this is SKD. Write this down in your notebook this morning. This will help you remember when you go back to remember. We call this verse, amen, SKD. The S stands for steal, the K stands for kill, and the D stands for destroy. The thief comes to destroy everything good in your life. I want you to write that down too this morning, everything good. Because the scripture also tells us, beloved, that every good and perfect gift coming from the Lord. So every good and perfect gift coming from the Lord, amen, coming to you, and here come the devil trying to steal everything that's good in your life. If it wasn't good, he wouldn't want it. The fact that he's showing up, meaning you got some goods. Baby, you loaded with goods, by the way. Glory, you so good, you don't know how good you are. Glory be to God. The devil wants to destroy your job. The devil wants to destroy your joy. The devil wants to destroy your happiness. The devil wants to destroy your health. The devil wants to destroy your finances. The devil wants to destroy your marriage. The devil wants to destroy your relationships. The devil wants to destroy your kids. You get that? Everything good, he wants it. The thief just wants to ruin everything he can get his hands on. If he touch it, it's going to die. He said, if I can just touch it, let me get to him. Beloved, the word thief, glory be to God, amen, it's the same definition in the Greek that it is in the English. It means to steal. When we think about the word thief, he said the thief cometh, amen. It gives a picture of a bandit or a thief who is so artful in the way that he steals that his exploits of thievery are nearly undetectable. I mean, this boy quick with the hand. Woo! Pickpocket. Glory be to God. Beloved, amen. There's some people, glory be to God, pickpockets. I've heard some stories in Philly, but especially in the islands. I mean, these people here, I mean, they are professional pickpocketers. They can slip their hands into a person's pockets, take what they want, and be long gone before that person discovers that they were even there. I was sharing with one brother, glory be to God, he was saying with me, telling me that these people steal so good, amen, they stole the shoes off somebody's feet. How the heck you gonna steal the shoes off somebody's feet? Glory be to God. We see it on TV, beloved, but anything you see on TV is because it's happening in real life. Glory be to God. Professional pickpockets, you get home from the store, you look for your wallet's gone, your credit card is gone. Well, how did they get that? Glory be to God, because it was in my pocket. It was in the front pocket. Because undetected, a real thief. We're not talking about no petty thief here now. We're talking about professionals. This is how the thief cometh. Jesus uses this word to let us know that the devil is very cunning in the way that he steals from people. He knows that if he does it outright, his actions will be recognized. See, the devil don't want you to see him coming. See. So he steals from people in such a deceptive way that he often accomplishes his evil goal before they even know he has stolen from them. Oh, the boy is deceptive. Oh, he has strategy now. You go look for your money. Your money gone. You go look for your stuff and your stuff gone. Huh? The neighborhood thief's not going to steal your car while you sitting on your doorsteps. He going to wait till you're in bed at night. He going to wait till Steve, even clocking you, he sort of know, amen, when he got about 10, 15 minutes to put them hot wires together, amen, and take your car out of there. Well, that's how the devil is, beloved. Very deceptive. Often the devil injects thoughts into a person's mind to steal his peace. He comes to steal your joy. See? And the devil will even come to steal your beliefs. This word, beloved, describes a thief's uncontrollable urge to get his hands into someone's pocket so he can take that which does not rightfully belong to him. And I find it very interesting, beloved, that this is where we get the word kleptomaniac, which describes a person with a persistent, neurotic impulse to steal. And just as a kleptomaniac can't help but steal, the devil can't stop stealing. Because it is his impulse and his very nature to steal. He cannot but steal. He got to steal it. That's what he does. And this is precisely the nature and the behavior of the thief that Jesus told us about, beloved. See, you look how Jesus, amen, exposes, amen, the adversary of our soul. Look how Jesus, amen, just tell it like a T.I. is. Not only does the thief come to steal, but Jesus said, the thief also comes to kill. Now, at first glance, beloved, it appears that this means to kill, to take somebody's life, okay? And it does mean that, but we want to take that a little bit deeper, beloved. Amen, because when we look at this word kill in the Greek, this word kill in the Greek means to sacrifice. And it originally referred to the sacrificial giving of animals on the altar. It could mean to sacrifice, to surrender, or to give up something that is precious and dear. It was particularly used in religious ceremonies, beloved, to denote the sacrifice of animals. And it had nothing to do with killing in terms of murder. Because Jesus used this word to describe the work of the thief in John 10:10, he is telling us that if the thief hasn't already walked away with everything that we hold precious and everything that we hold dear, he will then try to convince us that we need to sacrifice or give up everything he hasn't already taken from us. The thief cannot bear the fact that you possess any kind of blessing. It don't make no difference how God bless you. Amen. And he can't deal with that. The fact that you bless, amen, upsets him. Therefore, beloved, if he is unsuccessful at stealing the good things from your life, he will try to cunningly convince you to give up everything you possess and love simply because he doesn't want you to have it. He may even try to create stressful situations in your life that cause you to conclude that your only solution is to sacrifice the things that you dearly love. Oh, yeah. He comes to kill. Then Jesus went on to say, beloved, that the thief also comes to destroy. And that word destroy, beloved, amen, is the same definition in the Greek, amen, as it is in the English. Amen. I encourage you to get yourself a Greek New Testament, a Bible, beloved, and you'll really, really, amen, can really, really get more, much more insight, amen, into the words of Jesus. The devil comes to destroy. Beloved, that carries the idea of something that is ruined, something that is wasted, something that is trashed, something that is devastated, something that is destroyed. By using this word, we discover that if the thief is unsuccessful in his attempts to steal from you, or if he is unsuccessful in his attempt to convince you to sacrifice what you hold dear, then he will just try to ruin it. He said, I'm going to try this, and I'm going to try that, and then I'm going to try this. Glory be to God. First, I'm going to try to steal it. If I can't steal it, then I'm going to try to kill it and get them to kill it. And if I can't do that, amen, then I'm going to come forward to destroy it. Amen. That rascal don't give up. Oh, he has strategy. So when we read John 10:10 in the Greek, beloved, this is how the Greek reads it. The thief wants to get his hands into every good thing in your life. In fact, pocket is looking for any opportunity to wiggle his way so deeply into your personal affairs that he can walk off with everything you hold precious and dear. And that's not all. When he's finished stealing all your goods and possessions, he'll take his plan to rob you blind on the next level. He'll create conditions and situations so horrible that you'll see no way to solve the problem except to sacrifice everything that remains from his precious attacks. The goal of this thief is to totally waste and devastate your life. If nothing stops you, he will leave you insolvent, flat broke, and cleaned out in every area of your life. You'll end up feeling as if you are finished and out of business. Make no mistake, the enemy's ultimate aim is to obliterate you. Satanic strategy, a demonic plan for your life. Satan just don't show up to show up. You know, sometimes we show up to show up. Oh, I was in the neighborhood, and you know, want to see what you was doing. I'm just calling to see. You know what I mean? Don't really want nothing. No. Satan don't play like that. He don't show up just to show up. He comes for either one or three things. See? Sometimes you, when your kids call you, say, okay, babe, what you want today? You know, what you want? You know they want something, right? I know I can always tell with how my children call me, okay, what's up? Most of the time I can beat them to it. All right? Yeah, okay. What we going to do? Satan comes for three reasons. It's either one of three. He coming to steal something. He coming to kill something. And he coming to destroy something. So we see his strategy. Now, let's show you how to overcome that. I got a feeling, yeah. Let's show you how to overcome that. In that same verse, St. John 10 to 10, Jesus didn't leave you hopeless, didn't leave you helpless, didn't leave you hanging. Jesus went on to say, let's just read the whole thing. We almost finished here. Let's just read the whole thing here. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they may have it abundantly. Hallelujah. Let's look at the words that they might have. And I am come that they might have. Now, beloved, you got to get this now. When Jesus said, I am come that they might have, amen, glory be to God, it means to have and to continually possess. He's not talking about no blessing that you get just for one day, one year, one season, one event. No, to have and to continually have. It's yours. It's yours. Glory be to God. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich. He adds no sorrow. God is not an Indian giver, baby. God don't give and take. Hallelujah. It is Jesus' will for us to have and to continually have. I am come that they might have life, which suggests a life that is filled with vitality. Jesus came that we might have and continually have a life filled with vitality. And that they might have it more abundantly. That word abundantly means to be above and not beneath. That word abundantly means to be on the top and not on the bottom. That word abundantly means to be the head and not the tail, the lender and not the borrower. Doggone it. Jesus said, I came that they might have life and have it more abundantly. Glory be to God. Beyond what is regular, exceedingly and abundantly above all they could act or think, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Glory be to God. Blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Exceedingly well. More than enough. Fat, baby. Fat. Hallelujah. Flourishing. He says that word abundantly beyond what is regular. You're not supposed to be a mix in the crowd. Baby, you ain't regular. You are a royal priesthood. A chosen generation. Glory be, you're the king's kid. He said, I came that they might have it more abundantly, extraordinary. Not ordinary, extraordinary. Glory be to God. Exceedingly. Oh, that's how God is extravagant, saints. God is not stingy. If he gave us Jesus, what would he withhold? There's nothing else to withhold if he gave us Jesus, because he already gave us the best that he had. He already gave us everything that he had. If he gave us Jesus and Jesus gave us life, can't you see that everything else is yours? The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Every house, every business, every piece of real estate. Come on, dog. Every factory, everything belongs to your father. It's yours to inheritance. Extravagant. You living in that cubby hole because you got, that's all the faith you got. You living on the bottom because that's all the faith you got. You only got one house instead of a real estate inventory because that's all the faith you got. Don't put it on your daddy. He wants you to be, look, God don't care nothing about us having stuff as long as the stuff don't have us. God don't care nothing about you having money. The more you have, the more you can bless his kingdom. He said the love of money is the root of all evil. He didn't say nothing about money being evil. God don't care nothing about that. He don't care where you live. Well, he do care where you live. You need to ask him before you live there. Glory be to God. But he don't care if you're buying rental properties and buying businesses and cars and blessings. God, don't you know that that's a testimony? That's a testimony. God don't care nothing about that. Those things are not first in your life. It don't even mean nothing to you. It's just stuff that you can glorify the king. I mean, what I'm telling you when Jesus says here that I came that they might have life and have it in more abundant, amen, it's not just abundance. I want you to write this down this morning. It's not just abundance. It's super abundant. Woo! Oh, my God, my God, my God. A scripture just dropped down in my spirit here. Amen. And Psalms, hey, write this down, look it up. Amen. Psalms 35. Amen. Hallelujah. And verse 27. Psalms 35, 27, hallelujah, hallelujah. It says here, look, y'all. I'm just going to go straight to part B. Let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, who has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. Now, you can't mess that scripture up. You can't mess that scripture up. Glory be to God. God's desire, beloved, is for us to prosper and be in good health as our soul prospers. And you can't change that. Now, you might not believe it, see, but that's the stronghold that has to be broken in your life because you've just been, you know, raised and taught, you know what I mean, that all Christians are supposed to be poor. What type of testimony is that? Oh, so people in Hollywood got all the millions and billions living in houses, amen, that you can't even sleep at night thinking about this person's house and that coveting other people's stuff, riding in pretty cars, personal jets and all that. And won't mention Jesus' name, won't mention God's name. You doing all you can. And you can't even afford your $200 a month car payment? Now, there's something wrong with that picture. But because the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, now we know why we're thinking that way. So I'm wrapping up. So, all right, so now, we already saw what the Lord had to say about Satan's strategy. In the Greek. Now, let's hear what Jesus got to say to back that up in the Greek. All right? So this is how we read it in the Greek. But I came that they might keep, and they might constantly retain a vitality, a gusto, a vigor and a zest for living that springs up from deep down inside. I came that they might embrace this unequaled, matchless, incomparable, richly loaded, and overflowing life to the ultimate maximum. Oh my God, Jesus, do you want to take it to the maximum, beloved? Woo! How high can you go? When I was being raised up, they used to always tell me the sky was the limit, and I found out in Christ Jesus that that wasn't the full truth. because the sky is not the limit. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. He said, my ways are higher than your ways. My thoughts are higher than your thoughts. He didn't say we couldn't have them. We just got to come up, baby, and get them. Hey, 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 hey. Woo, he said, I want you living life to the ultimate maximum. Beloved, there's room for improvement. Come on now. I love, like I said, amen, on the broadcast, amen, last week. Glory be to God. Amen. That we learned in school, it's not good and gooder and goodest. We learned the proper English in school is good, better, and best. I say don't settle for good when better is available. Oh, my God. Huh. Don't settle for good when better is available. See? God wants us, we're in training for reigning to reach our maximum potential. You got a brand new toaster, amen, glory be to God, and you're toasting, you're raising bread, amen, in one slice, amen, thank, okay, so it's working for the purpose for which it was created, to serve as a toaster, but the toaster holds, it has four slots. You got four pieces of bread, and you put them in one at a time. When that pop up, you put the second piece in. Baby, put all four pieces in the toaster at the same time. Maximum potential. We're not being maximized. This is why my new book, amen, which is y'all will be getting in a minute. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Soon as Erica gets settled down, amen, and she's helping me with some stuff. Glory be to God. Expanding your capacity to lead. And in order to expand our capacity to lead, we have to expand our capacity to receive. Receive what? God's word. That's all we're talking about here. If God said it, then that's it. It's settled. It's not a discussion. It's not a debate. God help my unbelief. If God said it. Woo! Oh, my God. Oh, my God. God wants to take us so much further, so much deeper, so much higher. We haven't even scratched the scratch of our potential, of our inner potential for the purposes in which we was created, for the purposes in which Jesus died. We happy on the fifth level. Thank God for being content. But I want you to know there's many levels above that. Baby, take it up to the penthouse. Let God take you to the penthouse. Go to the roof. I'm just tired of the devil, amen, stealing our dreams, stealing our goals, stealing our hopes, stealing our joy, stealing our enthusiasm, stealing our faith. Glory be to God. God's people are supposed to be at the top. If you don't have the faith to go there, push somebody that does. And it'll help you when you see that it's real. When you see that it works. Get rid of that crab mentality. Pulling people down and killing their dreams and throwing them under the bus. If you don't have the faith to believe God for yourself, believe him for somebody else. Beloved, in your walk with the Lord, you will experience times when the devil pushes buttons in your emotions to keep you all bound up and depressed. Other times, the enemy will disguise his voice to make you think that God is talking to you in order to get you off track. Or cause you to cast off your deepest dreams as pure imagination. You know the devil can do that too now. Oh, he did. God just said something to me. Yeah. No, it wasn't God. It was the devil impersonating, trying to sound like God. Did you hear this? Did you get any peace in this? No, I'm still struggling. Then it wasn't God. That's how you can tell if God said it or not. That's how you can tell, amen, glory, because see, God speaks to your spirit. The devil speaks to your emotions. And you speak to your flesh. And we'll teach on that at another time. Oh, my God, Jesus, hallelujah. Woo, I'm getting happy up in here. I'm getting happy. But, beloved, whenever these attacks occur, now, this is what I want you to tell the devil as we wrap this up this morning. All right? This what, don't be scared. So he can't touch you if your sins are confessed. just make sure your sins confessed. Make sure you're under the blood. Don't be scared to talk to the devil. He's talking to you. Oh, so you're just going to sit down with somebody and just let them just monopolize the whole conversation. You don't talk for 1 hour and they ain't put two words in. No, the devil want to have a conversation. Okay, so until the devil finish, okay? Matter of fact, don't even wait for him to get finished. Just interrupt him. And this is what I want you to tell him. Since he's talking to you, talk back to him. But he tries to attack you, beloved. Tell the devil to shut up. Tell the devil to shut up and stop dropping those dim-witted thoughts of nonsense into your head. Shut up. You're talking nonsense. Huh? Y'all talk to people like that, talking to your family and your friends like that. You're telling them everything that's on your mind. Oh, well, let's see how much of boldness you got. You done told your spouse off, told your kids off, told your boss off, told everybody off. Why don't you just tell the devil off? Tell him to shut up. Tell him you're not listening to his nonsense no more. And then, beloved, tell the devil to hit the road. Hit the road. It's over. Oh, it's over. They said on I think today or tomorrow, the moratorium is off. Amen. Folks that wasn't paying their rent, maybe they couldn't afford to pay the rent all these months because of COVID. Some people was taking advantage of their landlords, which is a cotton-picking shame. Had the money, didn't pay the rent because they knew the landlord couldn't throw them out. Now, it's one thing if you ain't got the money, beloved, but if God is not smiling when you got the money, you doing something, look. But since you want to steal from your landlord, we hope you got enough to buy a house, because guess what? Starting next week, it's over. And they got permission to throw you out. Now, it's going to be a lot of homeless people out on the street come next week. There'll be a whole lot of homeless people. You hear what I'm saying? But tell the devil, amen, and time is up. A moratorium is lifted. Hit the road, Jack. Beloved, don't be afraid. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth is loose in heaven. Don't be afraid to talk to the devil. Greater is he that lives in you than he, but he just comes with intimidation and threats. Amen. Glory be to God. And he want to make you, amen, think this, but it ain't real. Because remember, he cometh to kill, to steal, and destroy. And remember, the boy is a liar. Look, if the devil told the truth, if he could, it would still be a lie. He can't tell the truth. So that's why anything the devil bring is a lie. He just want to convince us it's the truth. Beloved, I want you to let the devil know that you're not going to bite that bait any longer. So he might as well go fishing somewhere else. This is what I want you to tell the devil. I hope you're writing this down or come back to this message today and get it. Let the devil know you're not a sucker anymore. Ah! Y'all know how we tell some people that, old boyfriends, old girlfriends, people. Nah, baby. I was green right then. I was young. I ain't know no better. I was desperate, whatever. Okay, first time, you know, shame on me. Second time, ain't going to be no second time. Ain't going to be no more. It might have been a couple times, but guess what? It's over. I'm not going to be a sucker no more. That's what you watch. I want you to tell the devil, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. You know, see, this message today in our spiritual warfare training this week, beloved. See, now you know how the devil works. See, you already know. He coming to kill. He coming to steal. He coming to destroy. All right? He is a liar. You already know. And you are determined that he isn't going to steal one more good thing in your life. He is not going to kill one more good thing in your life. He is not going to destroy one more good thing in your life. There's no doubt about it, beloved. The devil wants you to be defeated. The devil wants you to struggle through your entire life. He ain't trying to lock you down for a season of suffering. Your entire life, from the day you was born to the day you die, the devil wants you to be sick. The devil wants you to be depressed. The devil wants you to be down in the dumps. The devil wants you to be glum. And the devil wants you to be miserable. The devil wants you to feel like you will never hit the target with your life. But, somebody say but with me. But Jesus. What's his name? Jesus. Hallelujah. Power in the name of Jesus. But Jesus wants to give you a life that is unequaled. Jesus wants to give you a life that is matchless. Jesus wants to give you a life that is incomparable. Jesus wants to give you a life that is richly loaded. Jesus wants to give you a life that is overflowing with life. To the ultimate maximum. Woo! My God, Jesus, hallelujah. This word is about to take my breath away, but it can't. Ain't nothing going to take my breath away. Because I shall not live, but die. I shall not die, but live and declare the works of the Lord, and neither shall you die, but you shall live and declare the works of the Lord. So now, beloved, now that you know that the devil wants to make your life a less than gratifying, unhappy, uneventful life, a life that no one will even notice is gone once it's over. People die and the next day they forget about them. Y'all know. They done lived here 50, 60, 70, 80 years on earth, and they die. The next day, ain't nobody even miss them. That's how the devil wants your testimony to be. Family not talking about them. Kids ain't talking about them. They trying to figure out how much money they left, fighting over the goods. Amen, glory. Nobody miss you. No. My question to you is this, beloved, and I'm looking at the clock and I got to close. I'm not out of words, but I'm out of time. This is my question. What are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? Remember I opened up, I said Satan has a demonic plan for your life and God has a divine plan, a good plan for your life. So since, and both of them have strategy, the devil has his strategy, God has his strategy, then I ask you a question, who do you think wins? And I'm sure that your answer would be God, but that's the wrong answer. Because the person who wins is a personal choice. And the winner is the one that you decide to follow. Who are you following, beloved? What are you going to do about it? That's what I want you to write down this morning. If you didn't write nothing else down, but put a note in your cell phone. Amen. Scribble it somewhere. Maybe the light's still off. Maybe you're still halfway sleepy. Amen. But I want you to ask yourself a question. What am I going to do about it? And I urge you to put on the brakes and stop Satan from wrecking havoc in your life. Y'all know, y'all heavy foot driver, just slam them brakes, baby. Don't be a scared. Pump the brakes. Pump it. It's over. It's over. It's over. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I will never forget this guy named Jim. Amen. He used to sell real estate. Amen. And he took this couple out and showed them all these houses, and they didn't buy nothing and buy nothing. Glory be to God. And he said he was driving down the street, and he just hit the brakes real hard, and he put them out in the middle of the street. He put the couple out in the middle of the street because he said he was frustrated because he's showing them all these houses and they ain't buying nothing. But guess what? I'm laughing at him. But that's what we need to do to the devil today. As it is in the natural, so it is in the spiritual. Jesus will give you the power to resist every attack. And Jesus will give you the power to overcome every strategy the devil ever tries to use against you. The choice is yours. Amen and amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we are so thankful that you came to give us real life. You didn't save us, Father, so we could live the rest of our life in defeat and poverty. You didn't redeem us so we could be sick, depressed, and sad. You came to give us life, and we are determined to enter into the reality of that life that you promised us. Father, forgive us for ever allowing you to walk us out of our blessings. The blessings that you have designed for our life and for our family. We're taking our eyes off the low road, and we're headed for the high road of blessings that you have planned for us. And we thank you and we bless you, for we ask these things in Jesus' name. And our soul says amen, amen, amen. And bless the Lord. That is the word of God, and it will not return unto him void. Amen. In Jesus' name. All right, saints, in form of announcements, we will be at the altar prayer today at 12. Back tonight at 10 p.m. 10 p.m. Amen. For our Friday night praise party. Bring your own praise. Come on, saints. Press in a little bit. We know you be tired. We know you're tired. All right, we know you're tired. Thank God for your press. Come on, press in. When you press in with that praise, I'm telling you, that's going to be the breaking point of your miracle. You got to press in with the praise and the worship. But now don't be waiting to see what everybody else going to bring. Come on, bring your own praise. Come on, y'all. Come on, give God something to work with tonight. Give God something to work with. Amen. We'll be there at 10 o'clock. Amen, Lord's willing. Today is offering day here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be. God loves a cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell y'all how to pray. Anybody, amen, that wants God to bless them with a financial increase, this is how you ask God. Ask God to increase your tithes and offerings. If you ask God to increase your tithes and offerings, only one way he's going to do it. It's to increase your income. Glory be to God. God loves a cheerful giver. Glory be to God. Amen. If you would like to, amen, consider, amen, to be a partner with this ministry as we continue to take the gospel around the globe. Around the globe. Amen. Why? Because the gospel is free, but it takes money to do ministry. Amen. And so we appreciate your financial support, your prayers, and your financial support to this ministry. Several ways that you can give: straight to our website at lifewordjesus.org, lifewordjesus.org. Hit the donate button there. We have a Cash App, amen, $LifeWordJesus, $LifeWordJesus, amen. And then, let me see, our mailing address is P.O. Box 461, Glenside, Pennsylvania, 19038. And we want to thank everyone that supports this ministry. We realize that some of you, amen, may have never sown $1 in this ministry, amen. But just let me tell you what the Word of God says, amen. The Word of God says if you come, amen, and you're being blessed by this ministry and this ministry is feeding you, amen, then you need to bless the ministry. Now, I'll give you the scriptures on that, amen, when we come back, because we out of time right now, amen. What the Word of God is saying is you need the ministry, and the ministry needs you. Why? Because you wouldn't go to a restaurant, order some food, and get up out of there and walk out of there and without paying a bill and definitely without giving a tip. See? If you try to walk out of that restaurant without paying for that meal, you're going to jail. So we're going to get into that, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. But if this ministry has been a blessing to you, amen, according to the Word of God, then you ought to be a financial blessing to the ministry. That's just how God set it up. All right. And to God be praise. To God be glory. Amen. And God be honor. Amen. And amen. And amen. We bless the Lord. All right, that's all I'm going to say on that. The one lady, she's dead now, amen. She used to be a member of somebody else's church, and it was so embarrassing. I only went out with her twice, amen, but she would go to the restaurants and just put food all in her bags and bring these shopping bags and taking out food and all that, amen. Glory be to God. It was a sin. It was a sin. Amen. But we try to do, sometimes we do the same thing spiritually. Just do the same thing spiritually. Just work the pastor. Just work the feed me pastor. Feed me pastor. Feed me pastor. And won't even sow an offering in the ministry. Beloved, if we were sitting in a physical building, okay, you know, amen, they say it's time for worship. Everybody go up and they pass the basket. You go up, you put an offering in, okay? Now, if you only put $1 in that basket, and we meet here 365 days a year, if you only gave $1, it would equal $365. Some of you haven't given 10% of that. Some of you haven't given $30. Some of you haven't even given $3. I mean, would you really go to church, amen, and not put nothing in the basket? Would you really do that? If your answer is yes, you got a problem. And maybe that is your problem. And maybe that's why the door is open for the devil to come and to kill, to steal, and to destroy. Amen. And we are told we'll pick up here next week if the Lord give us permission. Amen. Glory be to God and our spiritual warfare training. All right, saints. Amen. That's it. That's it. Father God, we thank you for the word as it is going forth on today. It will not return into you void, but it will accomplish everything that you have sent it forth to do. Father God, as we go out today, stay in today, whatever we do today, Father God, hallelujah, order our steps, Father God. Show us your pathway for provisions in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you would cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow, premature death, Father God, in the name of Jesus, every spirit of accident, incident, and calamity, it will not take root, it will not prosper, and it will not come to pass. Father, meet us at the altar of prayer today, 12 o'clock, 10 o'clock. God, help us not to have no boring service tonight. Everybody acting like they just so tired. And yeah, we tired, but we help us to press in. Father God, and not to get in the flesh either. But just to give you what belongs to you. And so we say thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Now, Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in Jesus' name. And we seal this prayer and this service by the word, the blood, and the amen. Now unto him was able to keep you from falling and present your faults before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, your majesty, dominion, and power both now and forever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you, and the Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you, and the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. Amen, amen, and amen. And Satan is defeated. Darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is Lord. Amen. Beloved, we declare war on the enemy. Amen. And it's time to rumble. Don't be scared, because God has given you a divine strategy. Amen. Over Satan's demonic strategy. Amen. And we win. And Satan lose. And we win. And Satan lose. Amen. Amen. And amen.
Come on. that's what he's done. That's what he's done. That I get a witness. Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? That's what he's done. Oh, that's what he's done. That's what he's done. Oh, that's what he's done. That's what he's done. That's what he's done. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. My soul get happy. That's what he's done. That's what he's done.
And we declare war on the enemy. Love you, love you, love you. Pastor Bradford signing out.